Hi everyone, welcome to All Things Iceland. This is Jules, a native New Yorker that moved to Iceland in 2016. After falling in love with the country, I started the All Things Iceland podcast and social media channels in 2018 to share with travelers and others who are interested in Iceland about the country's fascinating history, culture, nature, language, and travel, sharing insights, travel recommendations, folklore, interviews, and so much more have helped thousands to become more familiar with Iceland and have epic adventure. This episode is part of my Folklore Friday series, in which every Friday in 2024, I'm sharing a folklore story from Iceland. And this particular story, though, is quite different than some of the others, mainly because it's a modern day folklore story, if you will, and it has to do with aliens. So it mixes the supernatural with Iceland's gorgeous landscape, in particular on the Snæfellsnes Peninsula. It all starts with a man named Dylan, who is a Brit that traveled to Iceland many times. And one day, he claimed to have been contacted by aliens who told him to gather people in Iceland on November 5th, 1993, because the aliens were going to be on Snæfellsjökull Glacier that day. So in corroboration, I guess, with Dylan's story, there was a woman who backed it up, who had been abducted and said that she saw visions of the event happening also on November 5th, 1983. So as word spread about it, there was actually a conference that was held before the event itself, meaning like before the bigger gathering on that day, which attracted over 500 people who were interested in UFOs and possibly seeing aliens. And while there were plenty of just regular people there, there were also some kind of unusual, or maybe they're normally we go through this, but at the event, there were people from the US military, CIA, FBI, and British police. So obviously authorities were paying attention to this and curious as well about this gathering and to maybe get some intel as to what was going on or what could possibly go on. When November 5th arrived in 1983, thousands of people showed up. Even a camera crew from CNN was there. So this was quite the event. And people were watching it on TV in Iceland, kind of glued to their screens, hoping to see something. Well, many people were. Others were scared of the possibilities. And as people waited, they sang songs and kept in good spirits. However, time kept passing by and there wasn't any evidence of aliens. Or at least someone decided that they weren't going to, you know, aliens were maybe not making themselves seen. So eventually people realized that nothing was going to happen, kind of made a party out of it. People, you know, in their ways of spinning this in order to not feel like they wasted their time, I guess, they ended up saying that, you know, it was a possibility that the large crowd scared off the aliens. Or maybe the aliens did come and remained hidden. Either way, no one saw aliens that day. So that's unfortunate, but who knows? Maybe it might be a different circumstance in the future. For the random fact of the episode, according to a Reykjavik Grapevine article published in 2022, it says, quote, there have been at least 170 documented incidents of UFO sightings or contacts in Iceland. And of those stories, the UFO Association in Iceland has a figure that 30 of those can be said to be credible. Not only that, the US Army has also listed 19 cases of UFOs in Iceland. End quote. If you want to check out that article, I have it linked in the description of this podcast episode on allthingsiceland.com. So you can check that out if you like. The Icelandic word of the episode is the Icelandic word for alien, which is geimvera. Geimvera. And I'll say it one more time. Geimvera. I hope you enjoyed this slightly different folklore Friday episode in which, instead of going way back, I just thought it would be interesting to share something that kind of recent, I mean, you know, more than 20 years ago, but much earlier in terms of modern times than many of the stories that can be traced back to over a century. If you're enjoying the All Things Iceland podcast and you're able to, please leave a written review. It helps others to learn about what they will possibly hear, or at least what you've been enjoying regarding the show. If you're only able to leave a rating, which is like a star rating, that's greatly appreciated as well. As always, thank you so much for listening. Þakka þér kærlega fyrir að hlusta og sjáumst fljótlega.